Chrissy, we're here with Friday Night Under the Lights. I'm standing here with Coach Lyles. Coach Lyles, first of all, talk about all the emotion that's going on right now between your team.
Well, you know, we played hard for our former player, Tripp Macon, number 68. He was a sophomore involved in a car accident and lost his life as a sophomore in the spring of his sophomore year. It's hard for me to talk about, to be honest with you. People loved him. He was the kind of guy that was he liked all the country boys, and he was a football player, athlete. He fit in with every group. And our community, you know, we mourned about that, still mourning about that. But I know he's looking down on us tonight and very excited for us.
Well, speak about him just one more time, and we'll change subjects. So speak about what kind of player was he? What did he bring to the table for this team? I know you mentioned earlier he would be a starter this year.
He's a hard worker. I read the team, what he wrote as an eighth grader, about how it's important to work hard and listen to coaches and do the right thing. And that's the kind of player he was. And he inspired others to do that. That's what he brought to this team. He would have been a leader, and I guarantee he would have been a team captain and been a starter on both sides of the football.
Well, you know, you finally get back to this game. Of course, you didn't come last year, but you got over that hump. You know, you didn't have to go through Bassville. What does that mean to finally get that state championship, first one since 1989?
We're so excited, not just for me, but for our whole community of Catlin City and our players. And, you know, sometimes we say, well, y'all always lose and all that. But we always get there a lot, too, and that's exciting. But we are so happy to win for our kids and the hard work that they put in. And God has blessed them and blessed us every year to have athletes. And I'm just so proud of all of them.
How much are you going to miss Jesse Neighbors next year?
Oh, I'm going to really miss Jesse. He's been a starter for 4 years, just a great kid. And this little group won the state championship in Pee Wee football. Jesse used to run left and right and score all those touchdowns, and he got to do it in high school. And that is so great for them.
That's also Coach Perry Lyles here at Calhoun City. Congratulations again, 2016 2A champs. Congratulations, Coach.
All right, thank you very much.